Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the Book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 29. It reads, "By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned." An exciting, victorious passage in Israel's history, but also a sad one when we contemplate what happened to those Egyptian soldiers who tried to follow them through the Red Sea. And of course, in Hebrews chapter 11, the writer is trying to help the people he's writing to understand the significance of their faith, how important it is to them, and the significance of not holding on to their faith. Well, we've gone through a period of Hebrews 11, focusing on Moses, but we come now to the rest of the people. This incident is recorded in Exodus 14, verses 10 to 31. And I think perhaps he's focusing on the people as a body, as a whole here, because he wants the people he's writing to in the book of Hebrews to not just think about, well, that's okay for those leaders we admire, which he talks about in Hebrews 13, but we don't have the strength, we don't have the ability to live a life of faith. And he says, but what about all the people? All the people who followed Moses, all the people that were ordinary people just like you. The outstanding people of faith are not only the named heroes, but the ordinary people too. Those are the ordinary people who were afraid. They were afraid in Exodus 14. They said to Moses in verse 11, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." Because those sentiments might be ones that the early Christians were feeling. All this stuff about being a Christian, and it's brought us nothing but trouble from our friends and our family and the authorities. But then the words of Moses in Exodus 14, verse 13. He answered the people, "Do not be afraid." That's so much the issue, isn't it, for us? To just not be afraid, to stand firm, he says, "and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." And I think that's the message that the writer of this book is trying to get through to the Christians of his day. You do not need to be afraid. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. You need to persevere, I think is what he's saying. You need to continue to trust in God. Instead of Egypt being their enemy, their threat, this time it's presumably Rome. And for us, it may not be Egypt, so it may not be Rome. It may be our boss, it may be a friend, it may be someone close to us. Or perhaps in some parts of the world, of course, it is the authorities. But no matter who or what it is that threatens us, we will see God vindicate us. We will be delivered. And it may not be physically in this life, but we will be delivered from the penalty of death, and we will be delivered from the penalty of sin, because Jesus has already died and been resurrected. And therefore, we have hope for the next life and need not fear what this life can do to us. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 30. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And you can find us in iTunes if you type in MCCX to the search bar and look under podcasts. And my Twitter feed is also MCCX. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.